The real source. A poor man had to marry off his daughter and came to ask Rabbi Nachum Mendel of Kotzk for assistance. The tzaddik gave him a letter to deliver to Rabbi Moshe Chaim Rothenberg, a wealthy yid, asking for monetary aid. The poor man trudged from town to town until he reached the home of Rabbi Moshe Chaim, where he was graciously welcomed. After having rested, the poor man handed the letter to his host, and to his astonishment, he received a miserable sum. After all it had taken to reach here, especially with the letter he had brought from the Rebbe himself, he couldn't believe that this was all he was going to get. How would he cover the expenses for the chasana? With no choice, the poor yid exited and began his long trek home. No sooner had he left than Reb Moshe Chaim hurried out to buy clothing, dishes, and whatever else a couple might need, quickly loaded it onto a few wagons, and took along an additional sum of money, and set out to catch up to his visitor. Seeing his host with all his baggage, the poor man asked in amazement, "If you were planning to give all this to me, why did you have to put me through all that anguish?" "Listen," Reb Moshe Chaim explained, "when you arrived with a letter from the Kotzk Rebbe, you were sure you'd receive all you needed and forgot that we have an Eibishter on whom we rely. I simply wanted to remind you to place your trust in him." An epileptic traveled to Reb Yitzchok of Neshchiz to ask for a bracha to be cured. Reb Yitzchok declined, but the sick man continued to plead until the tzaddik told him, "It is possible for you to be cured, but I cannot give you this promise. It is your fault, for you have heard there is a great man in Neshchiz who can perform miracles, and you have placed your trust in him instead of in Hashem. When you place your trust in him, you will be cured." Reb Yitzchok then told him about a villager and his wife who were robbed and approached the Maggid of Koznitz for assistance. The Maggid protested that he had not stolen their money. They continued to beg for his help and gave him a gold coin to be given to tzedakah as a pidyon. "But I want more," countered the Maggid. So they handed him another two, but he was not satisfied. They kept adding until the Maggid said he would not agree unless they gave him 60 coins for tzedakah. This was too much for the woman, who gathered up all her coins and turned to her husband, saying, "Let's leave. Hashem can help us without all this." Hearing this, the Maggid told them, "Your request was hard to fulfill because you had placed your trust in me and not in Hashem. But now that you have thought about him, your salvation is near. And if you don't mind, can you please give me back that first gold ruble you had given me for tzedakah?" The Yidden in the Midbar were finally about to enter the land of Eretz Yisrael, a land of milk and honey. At that time, Moshe Rabbeinu warned them that they should not forget the hand of Hashem and proudly ascribe their prosperity to their own efforts. Thinking that Koychi Voitzam Yodi Osali Asachayil Hazeh, my power and the might of my hand have secured all this wealth for me. In this spirit, the Rebbe once remarked that sometimes a person's betochen will be strong when his business is small, whereas later, when he succeeds, he may attribute his success to his own acumen. The Rebbe therefore cautioned that when a person's efforts prosper, he should maintain the same simple betochen as before, recognizing that it is Hashem who brings any success. Indeed, it is childish to hold otherwise. During the first few years of his marriage, the Yismach Moshe, Reb Moshe Teitelbaum of Eel, was supported by his father-in-law so that he could study Torah undisturbed. When his father-in-law passed away, he realized that he would need to find some way to support his family. He had an idea. He would procure 10,000 silver Danish, entrust it to some merchant for business purposes, and from that he would have the means of support. There was only one problem. He had no way of securing such a sum. One day, while trying without success to concentrate on his Gemara, Reb Moshe began to cry over his situation, and soon fell asleep over his open sefer. In his dream, he entered a great hall in which sat a venerable sage who mentioned him to go into a side room. There, Reb Moshe saw another man who asked him if he knew who the scholar was. When Reb Moshe replied in the negative, the man exclaimed, "That is Reb Yitzchok Luria, the holy Arizal." When Reb Moshe returned to where the tzaddik was learning, the Arizal said, "Young man, if a person does have 10,000 silver danish, is he no longer dependent on the favors of Hashem? Either way, he is dependent, in order that he should be able to eat, talk, walk, and live. And just as Hashem will grant you these favors, so too he will grant you a livelihood, even without 10,000 silver danish." Reb Moshe woke up and felt at ease. Chazal teach that 40 days before a child is formed, the Basco proclaims who will be this child's spouse. The Rebbe Rashab explained that we are told this so that we should know that this too is from Shemayim and is not dependent on our input. While discussing the situation of the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael under the British mandate, the Friedrich Rebbe said, "People often attribute the course of events to a certain politician and the like, forgetting that all natural happenings come from Hashem, and most specially those events relevant to Yidden and Eretz Yisrael.